We start with tennis, and women's world number one Simona Halep quelled a tenacious Angelique Kerber fightback to book her place in the Australian Open final. She'll face Caroline Wozniacki on Saturday after the Dane fought her way past Elise Mertens to make her first Grand Slam final since 2014. Halep says she'll show her opponent all due respect as the pair fight it out for Grand Slam honours, plus the crown as women's number one.
Yeah, I respect her a lot, and I know that it's going to be similar to today, the match. I will have to run, so a very good rest after this match. But, you know, it's going to be a big challenge. When I played the final in French Open, I said that if I will be in the same situation, I will give my best and I will be more like courageous. And to next round, I just want to give my best, to believe that I have the chance to win, and not thinking about the title. If it's going to come, if it's going to come.
Roger Federer remains in the running to retain his title this year, but from next year, plans are in place to reduce the number of seeds from 32 back to 16 at the four major tournaments. Federer admits, although this may make the life of top players a lot tougher, it may help lift the interest in the first week of majors.
That's how I grew up with it, so it's nice to go back to that, I do believe. And in some ways, it's going to open some doors, but at the same time, it's going to be some really tough ones, you know, from the get-go, which I think is a good thing, because those first weeks sometimes have become rather dull sometimes.
To cricket, and Australia and England meet in the final one-day match in a game that will open the new Perth Stadium on Sunday. Whatever the result, though, England has already assured the trophy after winning the first three matches of the series. According to Australia fast bowler Josh Hazlewood, his team has lost the momentum gained in the 4-0 Test Series win, which clinched the Ashes earlier this summer.
We haven't quite transitioned from Test cricket to one-day cricket as well as we could have. You know, England have sort of two sets of bowlers in some regard, with only really Wokes and Ali, I guess, backing up. So they're really one-day specialists, I guess you could say, and probably have showed us how to play, really, in most regards, and especially with the bat as well. So, a few things to work on.
Despite the doom and gloom surrounding the one-day loss to England, according to the tourist fast bowler Mark Wood, the good times may not be too far away, with next year's Cricket World Cup in England and Wales now looming.
Australia have obviously got some phenomenal players, and the world champions, you know, so it's not a poor team. I think we've just played really well on Australian soil, and maybe that's a bit of a surprise to you lads from after the Test series.
To football, and the FA Cup fourth round takes place this weekend with a bevy of Premier League outfits in action. Manchester United face Yeovil Town, as Tottenham face Newport County. Liverpool host EPL strugglers West Brom, while Chelsea and Newcastle do battle on Monday. In the local game, ladder leaders Sydney FC travel to Melbourne to face a resurgent Victory side, as Wellington host Adelaide, the Mariners face Brisbane, and Perth do battle against the Wanderers.